Okay, so for today's session, we are going to cover one of the important issues within Bikur Cholim, within visiting the sick, is, you know, we know that it's important to pray with patience. In fact, so much so that when the Torah writes about the mitzvah of visiting the sick, Bikur Cholim in Siman Shin Lamed Hey, he writes there, it says, mitzvah gadolahi levaker, it's a big mitzvah to visit the sick, shemitoch kach mevakesh levrachamim, that because you visit the sick, you have a chance to pray for them. And the Ramah, when the Shulchan Aruch codifies the laws of visiting the sick, the Ramah there says, kol shebiker v'lo bikesh levrachamim, if you visit the sick and you don't pray for them, lo kiyem ha-mitzvah, you don't even fulfill the mitzvah. So one interesting question I thought we would just discuss is, since it's so, prayer is so important with patients, and there's many examples, we're not going to go into them now, of the examples of how prayer is, it becomes a central part of the halachot of visiting the sick, and why it's so important, and all the different aspects of that. Just one simple question, because someone asked me this question this week, and I thought it was interesting, and so I'll share with you what I found, which was that we know we're supposed to pray for the patients when we visit them. I mean, obviously, you know, speaking as chaplains, we don't always pray for every patient we visit. Sometimes it's not appropriate. We don't want to push it on somebody. Sometimes that's not what they want. But when we can, it's a great thing to be able to pray with patients. But does it count as having prayed with a patient if we simply say the words, refuah shalema? It's very common that someone will, you know, visit someone who's sick in the hospital, and as they're walking out, they say, okay, refuah shalema. And they feel that maybe they say that in order to fulfill the mitzvah that, okay, now I prayed with the sick, now I was bikesh alav rachmim, I prayed for the person, and that's enough. Is that enough? Does that count? And so that's the question for just a few minutes today that I want to focus on. Does it count to say refuah shleima, or do we need to say a longer prayer, or a more involved prayer, or, you know, a more detailed prayer? Or is there a different formula? So the Shulchan Aruch also says there, in Shin Lamed Hey, this is in Siv Vav, it says when we pray for someone, first of all, we're supposed to say Yichlo oso betoch chole Yisrael. You know, we say in the Mishnah Berach, Besoch shar chole Yisrael. So sheyomar hamokum yirachim alecha betoch chole Yisrael. There is supposed to be a prayer for others as well, which refuah shleima itself doesn't seem to fulfill that aspect. So the question is why? Why are we supposed to say betoch shar chole Yisrael? Why do we include others in our prayer for the sick? And why can we just say pray for that one person? So one answer is given by the Shach. The Shach says, Shemitoch shekololo im acherim, since you're including that person with other people who are sick, tefiloso nishmas yoter, your prayer will be heard better. What does that mean? Your prayer is heard better? I guess, you know, there's something, you know, is that like praying with the minion, the prayer is heard better? Or what is it exactly? So there's a great book about Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky called B'Mechitzas Rabbeinu. And in that book on page Kuf Pei Hei, he says, we don't know when we say a prayer for someone, we don't know if they have the merits for that recovery, to fulfill the desires of that prayer. But Hashem always looks on the positive of the community, of the rabim, of the masses, of the many. So therefore we include the suffering, the pains of the individual with the suffering of the community. Then we can be more certain that Hashem will accept the prayer, because we know Hashem is more likely to accept the prayers for the whole community. And so if we pray for a person amongst the community, Hashem is more likely to listen. So Hashem has a special soft spot, as it were, for the community. And so we want to be included in the community. But that's not necessarily true if we pray just for the individual. So that seems to be the opinion of the Shach, that we pray for the whole community because it gives the person better zechuyot. The Maver Yavok, in the fascinating Sefer Maver Yavok, says a little bit of a different reason. He says, and I thought this was really fascinating, Kishimis palel belashon rabim, when you pray in the plural, who bechal amram, that is included then in the statement of the rabbis, kol atzarich lo sodavram is pala ad chaveiro hu nena tchila. The rabbi said that if you need something, and someone else needs something, and you pray for the other person first, then you're likely to be healed. In fact, I remember, this reminds me of a time when we had a really sick patient here who was suffering from cancer, and this person was very beloved by the people. I'm just keeping it general, but the truth is I was given permission by the family to share the story, and it was shared at the funeral. This person was very beloved, but and she was keeping it private that she was sick. And she was known for Biker Cholim. She was known for visiting the sick. And one day a patient called her from the cancer center who had cancer and was getting chemo. And the patient had just been newly diagnosed. And so she called this woman and she asked for a visit, not knowing that the other woman she was calling was herself very sick. And she said, okay, you know, hopefully I'll be able to come see you soon. She wasn't up for it at the moment. But then a code blue was called on the loudspeakers. And this patient was just about to take a nap, actually, she told me. And the code blue was called. And the patient who had called her hears through the phone the code blue. And she also hears it in person. She says, oh, wait, are you here at the hospital right now? So she says, yes. So she says, oh, it would mean so much if you would come visit me. So she went to visit her. And I remember her saying to me afterwards, when I said, wow, you were going to take a nap. You were like not up for the visit. She says, yeah, but this was based on the whole idea of kol hatzarich ledavar. If anyone, this exact point, that if someone needs some kol hatzarich lo'osa davar mispala ad chaveru, but you do it for someone else, then you'll be nenef tchila, and then your prayers will be answered. So she said, I felt like it was important for me to reach out to the other person so that my own prayers could be answered. And that's the idea of why, according to the Mavra Yavok, we include amongst those who are not well, when we pray for the sick, we say amongst those who are not well, because that will help to give them the schus for their prayers answered first. So, interestingly, along similar lines, just as we're thinking about this whole idea of how do we fulfill the mitzvah to pray for someone, and is it enough to just say Refuah Shleima, or is there more, more details that have to be added? Is there any kind of formula? Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in Halicha Shlomo on Tefillah as saying, he says, "Eina Tefillah nechlos be mitzvahs biker cholim ela kashimis pala b'shas biker davka." You have to be there in person to pray for the person. El she'ein tzarich leis pala b'fun of mamish, but it doesn't have to be right in front of them. And it actually says, "Lifamim adarabba mutav she'yifrush l'tzadim." Maybe it's even better sometimes to go to the side. Shlo yargish achola bekach v'yidaeg, and maybe the chola, the patient's going to get nervous when they see you praying for them. So maybe it's not, but it's good to be there with them. Elaaf becheder samok, you can be in another room. V'gam mashem mevaruchuk she'niftar milfanav, and also when you're leaving, this is the main point that I was getting to. When you say refuah shleima, chashiv tefillah, that is considered a tefillah of akashenu mispala beveis achola. But when you're not with the patient, ain't a tefillah nechlelus be mitzvah biker cholim, then that tefillah is not part of the mitzvah biker cholim. But Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is saying here that kishemivarchu kishenifter min lefanav refuah shleima chashiv tefillah, that is considered prayer and it is enough. So now we have one opinion, even though he didn't say all these things, Besoch Shar Choli Yisrael. And in fact, Rabbi Daniel Feldman quotes Rabbi Shalom Eliashiv, he's quoting here a sefer, Michel Avot, and he says, Rav Eliashiv disputes the notion that Refuah Shleima constitutes the mandated prayer, and asserts that it's merely an expression of identification with the patient. So this is machlokas, it seems like, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv. Interestingly, I found in the writings about Rav Soloveitchik, by Rabbi Aaron Ziegler, Halachic Positions of Rabbi Soloveitchik, it says that he said there that the formula of the prayer must itself include certain guidelines. And he gave two guidelines. Rabbi Soloveitchik felt that, number one, it must have God's name. Therefore, merely saying, have a refuah shleima, is not enough, because you have to say Hashem's name, right? And number two, the prayer must make reference to all Jewish sick, as is stated in Yeri Day that we just read, Hamakom Yirachim Alecha Basoch Cholei Yisrael. And the Shach adds that this gives it a better chance of being accepted. So to the Rav Soloveitchik, you have to have Hashem's name, and you have to have Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. So you'd have to say something like, may Hashem give you a refuah shleima amongst all those who are not well. Or may Hashem yitin lecha refuah shleima Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. Something like that. Or just use the words that the Shulchan Aruch said, Hamakom Yirachim Alecha Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. But that is Rav Soloveitchik's position against Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Just a couple other, just two more points. So it seems like it's a machlokas, but I think we can get some sort of resolution, because I found Rabbi Soloveitchik's point compelling. And actually, when I visit patients, I do try to include God's name in some hacks, God, and also amongst all those who are not well in some way. Just saying Refuah Shleima seems not to be enough. But in the Sefer Mitzvah Speaker Cholim, a wonderful Sefer, he quotes Rav Kanievsky. He says, "Besefer Torasu Yege, Hevia Mi Agrach Kanievsky, the Alpi Din, according to Halacha, Ulay Yotzin Gaba Miris Refuah Shleima Greida." Maybe it's enough just to say Refuah Shleima. But then the Sefer Mitzvah Speaker Cholim says, "Vezet Tzarich Iyun Li." But I'm not sure about this. Tari Isabis Sifri, because there's a fascinating statement in the Sifri that says, which we'll now read, that this Sifri seems to give it a problem. What's the Sifri say? It's the Sifri Bamidbar Parshas Baalosecha. It says, Shalu Talmidav es Rebbe Eliezer ad kama yarech adam betfila. They asked Rebbe Eliezer, how long should we pray for? So, especially it's referring to when we pray for the sick. So, Amrle, al yarech yosher mi Moshe. Don't pray for longer than Moshe. How long did Moshe pray for? Shenemar, v'isnapel lifnei Hashem karishona es arba'im hayom ves arba'im alayla. Don't pray for more than 40 days. Wow. A 40-day long prayer. Or could that mean when you're singing Mishaberach, limit it to 40 days? Not clear exactly, but don't pray for more than 40 days. That's how, that should be the longest prayer, right? That's pretty long prayer, right? Pretty long Shmoneh Esrei if a person goes for 40 days. V'ad kama yekatzer betfila? But what's the shortest you can pray? Amar lei, al yekatzer yosef min Moshe. Don't pray shorter than Moshe. Shenemar, el na rafa na la. Five words, right? El na rafa na la. May God please heal her, referring to his sister Miriam. Yesh, and then the Sifri concludes, yesh sha la katzer, v'yesh sha la harich. There's times to pray for very short, very briefly, and there's times to elaborate and extend one's prayers. But so Rav Chaim Kanievsky is pointing out, based on this Sifri, Refuah Shleima is two words. And it says the shortest you should pray is five words. So that's a fascinating critique on the idea that that should be enough to fulfill the mitzvah. I'm not saying it's bad to say Refuah Shleima, but it doesn't necessarily fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim when we're supposed to pray to just say, should have Refuah Shleima. So I want to conclude with another quote from that Sefer Mitzvos Bikur Cholim in a different part in the Sefer Amud Yud Gimel. He says a different point, and also quoting Rabbi Yashiv, which interesting, is differently than the way Rabbi Feldstein, Rabbi Feldman quoted him, just from a different Sefer, but he makes a point that I think closes up everything nicely. He says, V'yesh misha omer shadavar talu be'ofen amira. It depends on how you say it. If you say to them as a bracha, may you have a refuah shleima, then yotze bezet din bekashas rachmim. Then that fulfills the mitzvah. But if you just say the words, okay, refuah shleima, bye, or just, you know, you just, then lo yotze, then you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. So it depends on how you say it. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I think this is important because I find as Jewish chaplains, you know, oftentimes our colleagues in other religions, I find that they're very into prayer with patients. It comes naturally. It means a lot to the patients, especially spontaneous prayer. But for Jews, it tends to be, anecdotally speaking, just from my conversations, it tends to be less common. And I think we should be encouraging ourselves to pray with patients more often. And it's a beautiful thing. And especially to even compose spontaneous prayer with them. But now we have a little bit of a tzura, of an outline about when we compose prayers with patients, what should it include? It should include, God. It should include other people, right? But and it should be more than five words, less than 40 days. And most importantly, it should be said with meaning, with compassion, with feeling that it is, you know, it's said as a bracha. I'm praying for you. I'm hoping for you. I'm feeling your pain and I'm giving and I'm wishing well for you and I'm praying to God for you. It's not just, okay, Refuah Shleima, it's not just by rote. And then it is considered to be fulfilling the mitzvah, as the Ramah said, of Bikesh Rachmim, that the Kol Shebikesh Lo Rachmim Lo Kima Mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah, to be Mevakesh Rachmim, to really have compassion and pray for mercy for the patient, and that is how we fulfill the mitzvah properly. So that's just an overview of it. Just an interesting question someone asked me, and I thought it was interesting. You know, does Refuah Shleima fulfill the mitzvah? And when I looked into it, I found that indeed it is a fascinating topic, and I think these answers give us something to think about. I'm curious to hear any reactions or thoughts or questions you have.
That's fantastic. This is so great. It's so thoughtful in deriving its meaning.
Uh-huh.
You know, like thoughtful in terms of its critical analysis, but also thoughtful that it's not just okay. You know, go feel good, feel better. But
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we take it seriously. And right, because this whole analysis is like, on the one hand, you could say, it's so technical. Come on, give me a break. Why do I have to analyze what's the right prayer, what's the wrong prayer? But it's a beautiful thing to think about. Like, what does it mean to pray?
Well, I was struck by what you said in terms of creating with the patient, creating with the seeker, the prayer.
Yeah.
You know, that they have a stake in it as well.
Yeah.
You know, that they can contribute to what do they want to say?
Definitely. And I found, by the way, when I do spontaneous prayers with patients, that I try to also reflect back what I've heard from them. So I'll say, you know, dear God, I'm here with so-and-so, and they're experiencing this and that, and they're requesting, you know, and then I'll say to them, now you say something. But when they hear me reflect back what I heard from them, but now I'm phrasing it as a request of God, it becomes very meaningful. Because they're like, wow, first of all, you heard me. Second of all, wow, now what I'm saying is like being presented to God. It's like, that's very powerful for people. Yeah, and I appreciate your note here. It's important that our prayers are not rote, and what you shared helps ensure that. Yes, thank you, Deborah. Yeah, so thank you. It's an important topic, and we should all just, our prayers should be answered, and we should all have good health, and I wish everyone a refuah shleima.